It's cold.
We're inside. That's why I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt today.
I know. Look at you.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I'm doing a little solidarity because every time we have Brad on, I know he's wearing sort of like a golf shirt or something. You know, something that looks a little respectable, but yet casual enough so he can get into the different fitness areas here. Brad Calabrese, the general manager of UH Fitness Center. Thanks for having us here. We appreciate the time we spend here. It's great.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back on your annual venture to our facility. We love having you.
Now, you mentioned just before this is the 16th year for this?
Yeah, next month will be our 16th year in operation. So we begin in March of 99, and we're still humming along 16 years later. I just looked at the numbers. There's 240 members still here that joined with us in even prior to March of 99, when we were just a trailer sitting here in a wooded lot on an, you know, really undeveloped 83 in Detroit Road back when Avon was just getting going.
Right, this is one of the first kind of, I think, major constructions that kind of took place at this part of the town.
Yeah, absolutely. We were one of the first buildings in this area, really before the French Creek Plaza and when they even started developing the fire station, the post office, the police station, right, and everything else in this area. So we've been here about 16 years, and we're still doing a great job. Have about 4,300 members now, and about 25% of those are Avon residents. So we're doing a great job of taking care of the community.
And think of all the, I was going to say lives you've saved, but the health that you've instilled into all the people, given the opportunities to be healthy.
We average about almost 1,000 visits a day. So, you know, our members, those 4,200, they're very engaged in what they're doing here. We offer about 125 different group exercise classes a week. And roughly about a third of those visits that are coming in a day is taking part in one of those group exercise classes, whether it's one of their toning and strength classes. We offer body pump, which is a pretty popular one. We do some yoga, Pilates, spinning. Zumba is another popular one as well. So,
you know, one thing I've noticed from my time working out here later in the day, you see a lot of the same faces day to day. And here in the morning, you know, I see people going by today who I saw yesterday, who I saw Monday. You've got people coming back on a regular basis.
Yeah, one of our members actually just last week, you know, really stopped me. He said, Brad, you know, I'm there because of the relationships that I formed at the fitness center, and it really has more of a community feel here. You know, it's a very unintimidating place. You can come in, you're going to see people of all shapes and sizes, but knowing that, you know, you're going to have, you know, people in your community, your neighbors, and people, your peers really working out with you and motivating you to work out, and likewise you motivating them to work out and developing those relationships.
You have people of all ages too. I mean, you see a lot of gray-haired folks that are coming through, seniors as well, who at some point you think, really, they're doing that same kind of exercise that somebody in their 20s or 30s.
Yeah, we have over 1,200 seniors at our facility. And, you know, especially right around now, mid-morning, we do a lot of classes that are more focused on those seniors. We do some arthritis-based classes. We do some gentle yoga. And they get into those classes a lot. We have a lot of senior participation here.
One thing I've noticed, too, over time, you continue to upgrade the facility in different ways. Talk about some of the recent developments.
Well, in September, we started really phase one of an equipment program where brought in all new treadmills, new upright cycles last year. We're going to focus on some recumbent cycles, more treadmills, and some stair climbers this year, as well as doing some aesthetic things to the facility as well. Looking at a new indoor running track. We do have a tenth of a mile track here that I know you, I see you on from time to time there, Craig. And then again, some things that maybe members can't necessarily see, touch, and feel. We're getting some new washers. We're going to refurbish the east and west sides of the facility. We did the north and the south side of the facility last year. Looks a lot better from I-90 when you see the facility right now. So, yeah, constantly reinvesting in the facility. I think since 99, we've put about almost $2.5-3 million in reinvestment in the both interior and exterior of the facility.
How do you keep all the hot water in the shower? How is that possible? This morning, two people take a shower, and I'm left with cold water.
800-gallon hot water tank, you know?
Oh, wow.
So we know
very
that'll
deep,
be able to...
600 feet below ground in some kind of thermo. I don't know. It's amazing. It seems that the facility, when it was designed and built, it probably it was obviously done right so that it was able to be accommodating 16-some years later as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, I don't just say this because I'm the general manager, but you can walk in here and, you know, sometimes people think, whoa, you know, you must be 2 or 3 years old. It still has that modern look and feel to it because, again, we do reinvest in the facility and keep it new and fresh.
I'm looking at these racquetball courts. I'm thinking, do they paint the – there's some marks, you know, there's battle marks on the walls mm-hmm. everywhere. You got a black ball that's bouncing all over the place. But and I just – you know, are those kind of redone occasionally?
You know, we do the floors every year. Because our racquetball courts, we have 3 courts, they do get so much use. A lot of the racquetball facilities in the area have closed in the past 5 to 10 years, so a lot of those members have flocked here. So we take very good pride in upkeeping our courts.
One of the big events, Bruce, I think comes maybe in June when you drain the big swimming pool and we get to see the water go down. What goes on during that time?
4th of July weekend, we do our major deep clean of the facility, deep clean the pool. You know, it's about a 95,000 gallon pool. So taking that down, acid washing it, you know, obviously bringing that back up, calibrating the chemicals. That's usually when we do the racquetball courts, the gym floor, the Group X floor. So we think that 4th of July usually weekend's a good time where, you know, enough of our members might be traveling, it's hot, you know, they don't mind losing those areas for about 3 or 4 days while we refurbish.
Where does that water go? I don't Lake Erie, I suppose, eventually.
Not Mayor Jensen's new water tower.
No. Good thing he's building that.
Yeah, it's too. But obviously, anytime you have new members all the time, and every new member wants to feel like this is sort of their new facility. So that's the other part of it that you have to kind of make it still.
Yeah, we had about 200 new members in January. So right now, you know, we're in the process of reaching out to them, making sure that, you know, when they signed up, that they're getting what they came here to get. So we're putting them through whether it's fitness assessments, equipment orientations, following back up with them, and making sure whether their goal was to lose weight for the new year or gain strength or tone up for maybe an event that they have in spring or summer. So our fitness specialists and our personal trainers are specifically working with that group very hard now to keep them engaged and keep them coming to the fitness center.
So you can do this on your own or have a lot of assistance doing it?
Absolutely, have a lot of assistance. And again, it doesn't need to cost money. We have fitness specialists here at every hour we're open, working with you, taking daily blood pressures, whether that be before or after your workout or both, keeping track of those electronically. So you can give those to your physician. And again, just coaching you throughout your process here, whether you just want to kind of go on a treadmill and, you know, be left alone, or whether you do need that individual instruction on the equipment, we're here for you.
And because it is sort of a health center and there's that emergency room next door, you do have an additional medical component that at some point could become helpful in case of an emergency.
Yeah, we have the physical therapy unit upstairs. So what we see a lot of is, you know, someone might never have been to the facility before, though they might go upstairs for physical therapy to rehab. They're comfortable here. They've been using, whether it's our pool or maybe our equipment upstairs, they're comfortable here. We've taken care of them great on that side. They'll become a member. Likewise, if we're doing our job right over here and we're taking care of our members and, you know, God help it, you need physical therapy, you'll want to go over there next door because, again, it's convenient and you're happy here.
Right. You're comfortable. You know the people, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
If people are interested in, you know, coming and getting a tour, maybe they're thinking about joining a fitness center, what's a good way for them to do this? What's the process?
You know what? They can come in. Generally, we have membership here anywhere from 8 in the morning to about 7 in the evening, Monday through Friday, and then from about 10 to 2 on Saturday. But really, we can do a membership tour at any time, even if those times don't work. You can call us at 440-988-6801 and schedule something. And again, we can give you any kind of information over the phone as well. But yeah, we'd love to have anyone come here and really see what we have here.
And you're open, what, 5:30?
5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 7 Friday. 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, 7 to 7 Saturday, and 8 to 6 Sunday.
So opportunities throughout the week to fit anybody's schedule. It's really
absolutely.
Brad, thanks for stopping in, talking a little bit too.